This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News, and joining me now is Mona Golub with Price Chopper Market 32 on news that the grocery chain will be merging with Tops. Mona, if you could, tell us what precipitated this merger.
Well, we as a very successful independent grocery chain based in New York State, but in six states across the Northeast, are always looking for ways to grow our business and grow our scale in a very competitive industry.
How long had this been in the works?
Let's just say that the conversations began prior to the pandemic, but we've explored opportunities, for growth for forever.
I know that it still has to go through a regulatory process and so on, but do you have a guess as to when consumers might notice a change if they go into a grocery store?
We don't expect planned changes. You know, frankly, we want to ensure that the banners that people have come to trust, Price Chopper, Market 32, Market Bistro, and Tops Markets, continue to be to consumers and teammates and the communities we serve, the companies that they've come to trust that serve their needs.
So does that mean that Tops supermarkets will still be called Tops?
That's correct.
And so in, let's say, in an area where there was a Tops before but not a Price Chopper, if I go to the grocery store, I won't see any signs of this merger beyond just what I've read in the paper?
That's correct. The two companies will remain independent, Tops and Price Chopper Market 32, under a new parent company. And it's the new parent company that's been established and will be headquartered in Schenectady. And it just happens to be Price Chopper Market 32 CEO that will become the CEO of that new parent company.
And how is that determination reached?
Through discussion.
Is there anything else you can tell me? How come this new company will be based in Schenectady, where Price Chopper is based, and not where Tops was based before?
That was the decision that was made by the deal makers.
What else should people know about this new parent company? How many employees are involved here? How does local operation of the stores work? What can you tell me?
Well, the new company will be nearly a doubling of the collective footprints of both companies. So we're talking about nearly 300 stores now across the Northeast and more than 30,000 employees. So this is a very exciting opportunity for growth. Certainly will give us as a combined company greater ability to compete. It will provide increased value for customers and some opportunities for both companies to improve their outlook in terms of reduced costs via buying power, service contracts, opportunities for new technology, and all of the things that, again, drive our very competitive business that lives in a global marketplace where we operate against many regionals and multi-regionals.
What is the outlook of the company as we speak? Was there, I guess the way I'm asking this, was there a pressing reason to merge with somebody else?
Well, the pressing reason has been for years to grow scale, to be able to compete at a higher level. And frankly, we've achieved that with this merger and are most optimistic about what the future holds for us and our growth opportunities from here.
What happens next in terms of the regulatory approval? What has to be approved?
Well, there are customary closing conditions and regulatory process of review that will happen across the coming months. And as soon as those are completed, we will be able to close and share that information with everybody and more plans for the future. In the meantime, we look forward to serving our customers and our communities and taking care of our teammates as hopefully we see the end of this pandemic across the next number of months.
In the announcement of this new merger and the new company, there were no financial details included. Is there anything you can tell me about the terms of this agreement?
Actually, not. We are two privately held companies that share belief in our American independent roots, and we are not disclosing the financial terms of this deal.
On another subject, while I have you, I know that Price Chopper locations have been involved in the vaccine rollout, and people are now able to sign up to possibly get a vaccine in some of the locations. Is there anything you can tell me about how that process is going as we speak here?
Well, it is improving in its outlook day to day. We're working very closely with state officials and stand at the ready to extend the expertise of our pharmacists and our pharmacy locations to the task of administering vaccines everywhere that we are able.
What about vaccines for employees in your stores? Do they all have the vaccine at this point?
They do not. There have been some clinics in some counties across New York State, but the focus in our stores are the groups that the state has directed. It's the state that's dictating where and when those in groups 1A and 1B will be vaccinated, and we are following their good guidance.
Are you requiring the employees to get the vaccine when they are able and eligible to sign up for an appointment?
That is not something that's requirable. Certainly, we are encouraging it.